Deputy Eugene Boone was watching President Kennedy's motorcade pass Main Street on November 22, 1963. But just moments after the president's car traveled down the street, he heard gunshots. He was one of the first officers in the streets of Dealey Plaza. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside. All this week, you are hearing features from Eugene Boone, a former Dallas, Texas deputy sheriff. His eyewitness accounts of the investigation of the assassination of President Kennedy are a fascinating look at an event that still draws much attention. Our daily broadcast provides you with parts of his story, but there's a great way to hear more. Just log on to AmericanCountryside.com and listen to The Scenic Route, our full-length interviews. What did the deputy see when he climbed the grassy knoll immediately after the shooting? What was his link to Jack Ruby? Just log on and listen at AmericanCountryside.com.
You are a waste. A loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas, then get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
12:30 p.m., November 22, 1963. Deputy Eugene Boone was standing just yards from Dealey Plaza when he heard three gunshots. He immediately ran toward Houston Street, where he saw people on the ground and President Kennedy's motorcade speeding away.
I ran across that grassy area between Main and Elm Street, across Elm Street, up what's been referred to as the grassy knoll. A motorcycle officer was in front of me. I helped him over the where the bridge and the fence came together back there, and he pulled me over.
Some bystanders believe the shots came from that area. Boone ran into the rail freight yard behind the fence.
There was somebody working in one of the Pullman cars back there at the time. He came down the side of the car where he'd been working, and when he did, well, I carried a .45 automatic as my weapon. He came abreast of the landing, and he was looking right down the barrel of my .45 automatic.
Boone thought he had perhaps cornered the assassin.
We both were scared, and it didn't take long to determine that he was a railroad employee working on one of the cars back there.
He began to question others in the area.
I also talked to a man by the name of Bauer, who was in the control tower there, and asking him if he had seen anything or heard anything or seen anything, and he referred no, he didn't. I understand now that he's changed his mind over the years and he did see something.
The search was just beginning for the deputy. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Dallas, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.